Hey, Ray, do you feel any lighter out there without an appendix? Do you think that was maybe a reason?
That's not the way that question, I thought that question was going to go. I thought you were talking about something else over here but no. Before the main. But, yeah, turns out you don't need your appendix to make a main event. So, yeah, it was good. It's been a rough couple weeks just dealing with everything, trying to learn more about my wrist a little bit. But we made it through. It sucks I got a flat with about 2 minutes left, gave up a position. Not ideal with how many people were out. I feel like I should have been up there a little bit more. Made a mistake in the whoops. Lost track of those guys. I was right behind Amart. I was feeling racy. Like, to be honest, my fitness didn't feel that bad. Like, I felt racy, like, at halfway. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I bet you I know what didn't feel good on the wrist. I saw you flatland the triple one lap. I think in the heat, flatland. Gnarly.
Yeah, my timing's a bit off, you know. But I had fun out there today. I mean, yeah, a lot of people crashed in the main event, but for me, I felt like it was a fun track, a lot of fun rhythms, nice jumps. I liked that quad over there. It was fun after the whoops. The whoops are tricky tonight. That's where I made a mistake in the main, but overall, it was good. The team was good. Congrats to Cade, Captain Cade, you know, home race.
Best rider on the team.
I mean, hands down, I give it to him. Top 10 at a 450 Supercross. I mean, not very many people in this world can say that they've done that, and, you know, and he's one of those guys now, whether or not. I mean, everyone showed up to the race. Not everybody finished. You know, you had to stay up to freaking do it. So
be in it to win it.
Exactly. So, yeah, props to him. I'm excited for him.
Did you follow Jim Hawley's advice or no?
Yes, I did. Yeah, we're good.
You got one? Yeah.
No, I did not. Yeah, I followed it. I did not get one. No.
Good job. Keep it up.
Yeah, thank you.